gratitude. You've tuned into Honey Love with the Tea, my open diary on healing the mind, body, and spirit. I'm Lady LC. I'm glad you're here. Let's navigate the things that cultivate self-love through healing our mind, clearing out the clutter, through healing the body, putting in good things, doing yourself good deeds, the spirit, healing yourself through a process of looking within, finding out who you are and why you're here, and understanding and acknowledging that the spirit runs through us. It is us. Self-love is the umbrella. The mind, the body, and the spirit are parts of that umbrella that has its subtitles and subdescriptions. So let's get into this healing journey, because it is a journey. It's a total lifestyle, and I'm ready to share, inspire, and grow together. Lady LC, gratitude. It's okay to say no. If you don't want to do something, if you don't want to go through with something, if you don't want to have somebody come with you, if you just don't want something to happen, if you feel inclined in your body to say no, it's okay to say no. It's also, in certain situations, okay to say no without anything else to follow. Just no. We don't have to be rude. We don't have to have a snarky tone, but it's okay to say no. Some people have an issue, me being one of them, which I'm getting over. I'm very much so evolved from this part of me. Have an issue with saying no. And it's not even just using the word no. It's going against what you believe. It's going against how you feel. It's going against what your intuition has been telling you. It's going against your memory of the past. You know how they say we can't move forward without, you know, addressing the past? So to say no is liberation. To say no is honoring yourself. To say no is allowing others to know that you do have boundaries, that you do have an opinion that matters, that you do value the time that you share, that if they want you to do something, asking you to do something, it better be a reason why. And also, saying no when you really want to say no, and not just saying yes to appease, not just saying yes to avoid hurt feelings, not just saying yes to make sure people aren't mad at you, not just saying less to go along and get along. But when you say no, and you know you were supposed to say no, then it alleviates struggle later on, depending on what the situation is. So if you wanted to say no in the first place, it's something that you strongly felt, you kind of knew the implications. You weren't sitting in the energy of yes correctly, but you said it anyway. So in the future, it can really cause problems with yourself, cause problems in your relationships, and it could make it hard for you to now be different. It could be hard for you to now have people see you for who you are. It just all looks
like a fake, like facade. You've been playing this role of yes, because whatever actions and activity took place after you said yes makes it look like you were the yes. You were all in on your yes. But all of a sudden, a breakdown, a tower moment, something changes. And now you're forced to explain. Well, you're not forced to. You're given an opportunity to explain your reasons why you said yes. And you're likely hoping it'll go over well. But if we up front trust our gut, trust our feelings, and be honest with how we feel, then we can avoid those strong pitfalls that may occur later. Some of us are raised in a way that when we grow up as adults, it's hard for us to express ourselves, express our wants, express our needs, to have authority over our own lives. But once you do get older, or to an age of understanding, whether, you know, this is 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, you're going to start noticing that you need to take accountability for yourself and accountability for the things that you want to be involved in. It's a respect factor. It's a self-love factor to be able to say no when you want to say no, and only saying yes out of whatever you think it may do for the other person. It's also not fair to the other person to say yes when you really want to say no. And some people might see it as a waste of time. I personally have seen it as a huge, huge, huge lesson about my character. A huge lesson in terms of how I have to handle things moving forward in my life, dealing with people that I care about and want well-being for. It's not a jab at them to say no, or to say no thank you, I'd rather not, I think we should wait, or ask more questions before you say yes, because there's something within you that's telling you no. And maybe it's just clarity, maybe it's just commitment, maybe it's just action shown as to why should I accept. Why should I say yes? Maybe you're misunderstanding something. Communication. There we go. Maybe it's just down to communication as to why you need to figure out if you really want to say yes. And even if you want to say no, tell me about it. Tell me more about it. Let me ask you this question. Why do you think that we should? It's a very attractive person when, well, I'll say, let me rephrase that. A person is very attractive when they hold a certain type of authority over themselves and a certain level of assertiveness about themselves that's not too, you know, obnoxious, that's not too cocky, it's just honest. And people, in the end, if they don't respect it at first, they have no choice but to learn to respect it, because if they want to keep dealing with you, they're going to have to be prepared that it might be a no, and it might be a no without any explanation to follow. And that's okay. And that's okay. So in the factor of self-love, holding a certain badge of honor for yourself, you're also showing, like I said earlier, other people how to treat you, how to come at you. If you want a yes, what have you shown me? If you want a yes, what is the commitment? If you want a yes, What is the change? If you want a yes, what am I going to get out of it? Like, sometimes those things have, those type of conversations have to take place, depending, because there's billions of things we can say yes and no to. That's an all day thing. That's a normal everyday interaction. That can be small on the scale of intensity, and that can be gigantic on the scale of intensity. Whatever the question, answer, request, need, want is. But all I know is whatever it is, if your ass really want to say no and you say yes, later there's going to be more problems. I was getting a massage today, and the masseuse can see the expression on my face. I know I'm making faces. I make faces just walking around. That's just my face, one of my faces. And she's like, is that too hard? And I was about to tell her, you know, can you kind of redirect your energy or slow down a little bit? But, you know, she beat me to it, and she was like, is that too hard? I say, yeah, that is. Can you just kind of roll your fingers just a little bit softer? And she was like, yes, you tell me. Don't be afraid to tell me no. And that's all it took. That's all she said. Don't be afraid. And that's all it be. Why are we afraid to not go along? I always say this. It's a difference between nice and kind. Kind, you just are. That is your character. You just are. Every move you make is in kindness. Every mistake you make, you repair it in kindness. Every action that you take with somebody else, your intent is to be kind. You just are. Nice is like the go along to get along. I really want to say this, but let me be nice. I really want to do this, but let me not start something. Kind is a overall personality. It's you. Just is. It's a perfect statement to say to somebody that you know is not really with the shit. You just being nice. Yeah, you're just being nice because you don't want to really show a person how you feel. So it's the same thing with yes and no. You're scared and you don't really want to show a person how you feel. And in the beginning of our journey and learning how to say no, there's going to be tests. People who you always say yes to, or situations that the universe recognizes, the energy that the universe recognizes that you always say yes to, once you start saying no after this podcast episode, once you start trying out your authoritative, assertive self, and you start saying no to things that you really don't want to do, what's going to happen is it's going to be tests. And the test might look like this. Somebody asks you if you want to go out tonight. It's been a minute since you've gotten touch with your friend and she wants to go out tonight. It's Friday. You kind of wanted to stay in and relax and do some self-care, order food, watch Netflix, chill. So the friend is going to call and be like, girl, let's go out tonight. Oh my goodness. I got this new outfit. You ain't even rode in my new car yet. Let's go out. I'll drive. I I don't know if I want to go. I kind of had plans to kind of just do me tonight. Girl, what are you talking about? I haven't seen you in so long. Let's go get it in. Let's go. Like I said, I'll pick you up. I'll drive. Let's go. Nah, girl, I'm not going to go. What? Oh, you weak. You heck of weak. Why are you not going to go? Girl, you better put on some clothes. I will be there in 3 hours. Let's go. I'm sure your hair already done. I'm sure your nails already done because you always keep yourself up. Why are you playing? I'm trying to go out. I don't know. I'm just not going to go. Yeah, you call. Why don't you call your other friend or something? Because I'm really staying in tonight. You know what? That's messed up because every time you would call me and want to go out and I had other things planned, I always went out with you. I always did. Even when my hair wasn't done and your hair was done. Even when my nails wasn't done and your nails was done, I went out. I'm sorry. I feel you and, you know, I get what you're saying, but I'm not going to go out tonight. So do you see that test? You see all of those things that friend tried to throw in. First, it went from, oh, man, you weak. Like, come on. You know, it was still happy-go-lucky. I'm sure you got something to wear. I'm sure your hair is done. Let's go. And that last, nah, I'm not going to go. See, you know what? See that switch up? See, you know what? Every time you wanted to go out, I would go out, even if I wasn't this, even if I wasn't this, even if I didn't have this. That's the test. So at that point, the person gets a little rowdy. The energy gets a little rowdy. The universe is sending you back that energy of when you would always say yes. So now, you've passed the test because you didn't give in. So now, the girl, you who wanted to stay home and chill and self-care, has passed her first test. She was wavering. I don't know. Nah, I'm gonna just stay home. She was wavering, but she didn't let it change her ultimate answer. So there's gonna be tests. So be prepared for the tests. When you start to say no to that person, people, things that you normally say yes to, you just wanna try it out. Take a deep breath, say no. If you're kind, be a kind person as you already are. Have the assertiveness and feel the authority within self to say no. Gratitude, Lady Elsie.